It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Last week, there were a number of bills debated in the Iowa legislature over some controversial topics, but not a lot of talk about some of the priorities of the governors. With me this morning to update us on the progress at the Iowa legislature, as she is most Mondays, is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Hello, Clay.
Now, let's start big picture, the state budget. There's a lot to be worked out here. Now, some of these negotiations could come down to the wire. How are budget talks working out at this point?
Well, the budget talks haven't really started yet because of the impasse over school funding. As you know, Democrats and Republicans remain about $100 million apart on state aid for K-12 schools next year. The conference committee that's charged with coming up with a compromise didn't even meet last week. Both parties say they'll have to make cuts elsewhere in the budget as a result of aid for schools, no matter which amount of school aid they settle on. But so far, neither side is hinting at what those cuts might be.
So this is no surprise that education funding is being debated about. This happens almost every year. One interesting point here this year is that the superintendent of the Davenport School District says his budget for the next school year will exceed state-set spending limitations. So essentially, that's breaking the law. Is there room for compromise between the Republican House and the Democratic Senate?
Well, Superintendent Tate has said that he faces a budget shortfall next year of over $3 million. So at their school board meeting, rather than making all those cuts, he took the unusual step of, as you say, exceeding his spending authority. Now, that's part of the school funding formula that aims to equalize spending across districts. There's a vagary in that formula that actually lets Davenport spend less than some other districts. And like many schools, Davenport has large reserve funds that by law he can't use. And he's announced he's going to break the law and use some of those reserve funds rather than cut programs.
All right. Well, what about some of the priorities of the governor? Terry Branstad is pushing this so-called Connect Every Acre bill, which would bring more high-speed internet to rural communities. Where's this going? Is it off the ground?
The governor said last week, came out of the Commerce Committee, and the governor said last week he's disappointed that that Republican committee in the House stripped the funding from the bill. There was a $5 million grant program to encourage the building out of broadband. The governor says he hopes the money can be put back in later. That's a chunk of change in a tight budget year. And some Commerce Committee members question the part of the bill that would have allowed the grants to be retroactive for broadband expansion that's already underway. They question how that's an incentive. A related bill is also controversial, but still alive. Cell phone coverage, of course, is part of high-speed internet expansion. And there's a bill that would deal with the rules for where cell phone companies can build towers in cities and towns.
On to some other bills that came up last week. House Republicans passed one that would require women in Iowa to have an ultrasound before an abortion. There was lots of debate here, but it likely won't even come up in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Was there any compromise in those debates?
No, this is a highly partisan debate between opponents of abortion and advocates for abortion rights. The debate lasted off and on for more than 4 hours. Democrats in the House offered more than 30 amendments, mostly meant to make a point. One amendment, for example, would have required prerequisites for men who undergo vasectomies, if you're going to require prerequisites for abortion.
Okay. Well, also, there was some sweeping gun legislation passed a couple weeks ago in the Iowa House. How likely will any of this come up in the Iowa Senate?
Well, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl said again last week that he will bring the bill up when he gets consensus. There is Democratic support. The bill includes some things that the law enforcement community wants, including a statewide database of gun permits for police to check without going county to county. But there's obviously concern about increased access to guns. Senator Gronstahl said specifically there's concern in his caucus about eliminating permits to acquire a handgun that would get rid of the 3-day waiting period to purchase a handgun.
Okay, Joyce, finally, Mondays during River to River, you and lawmakers join host Ben Kiefer from the State House Law Library to discuss State House issues. What's on the docket today at noon?
Well, it's K-12 school day on River to River. Superintendent Art Tate from Davenport will be with us as we discuss school funding. And a representative from the State PTA Association will join us to talk about the school start date issue that remains unresolved.
All right, Joyce, thanks.
Thank you, Clay.